Head down to the Electric Owl Social Club on Thursday, August 25th to catch an awesome night of local blues brought to you by CITR 101.9 and Beatroot Magazine.
This evening will feature Northern Indie Blues Rock, No Sinner, the dreamy harmonies and melodic crooning and hazing guitars of the High Drops, and the unique blues interpretations of the Farmhounds.
Doors are at 9 p.m. and it's $8 to get in.
Walking kinda slow and he's thinking to himself, you know I'm gonna be alright. Hello, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and this is a test show. It's a pilot for Peanut Butter and Jams, which is hosted by...
Brenda Gruno.
That's Brenda Gruno over there. She's working the board right now, so she's a little distracted. And I am Jordy Yao. And what is Peanut Butter and Jams going to be about, Brenda?
Well, this new show is going to be a local food, local music show.
That's right. Local food, local music. I think that's a good tagline. We should use that.
Yeah, it's pretty simple, pretty catchy.
Yeah, easy to remember.
We're going to make matching aprons.
Yes, definitely. Keep an eye out for those on our merchandise page. We don't have a merchandise page.
We will have a merchandise page.
So thank you for tuning in, even though you were probably listening to whatever CITR normally. This is just a fill-in time. So this is like grab bag hour, isn't it?
Yeah, this is a surprise hour, so surprise.
Surprise. If you want to hear our real show, what's our real schedule going to be? When are we going to know for sure?
We're actually not quite sure, but we'll let you know.
Okay, well, it'll be announced on the CITR webpage.
Yeah, you can check the website.
Which is www.citr.ca. So what we wanted to do with this show is focus on local food, such as restaurants, festivals, things to do when you're eating in Vancouver, barbecues, camping, that sort of thing. And we wanted to also talk about local music, our other passion. So local bands, shows, concerts.
So one thing that will be happening every single show will be our feature pairing of the week. So we'll be pairing one local show.
Or should we do...
We could do more than one, but you're guaranteed to get at least one local food, local pairing as a recommendation for your upcoming entertainment budget.
Yeah. I would like to start off by recommending... So I was recently at Zulu, Zulu Records, everyone's favorite local record store. And I was there, and there on Fridays and Thursdays, they are open till 9:30-ish. I think it was 9:30. And they are right next to one of my favorite restaurants in town, Refuel, which does a beer and burger combo for $15.50 every day, starting from 9:30. You can also go early if you want to go from 3 to 6 before the dinner rush. They do the same special then if you want an afternoon drink and burger. And they play music from Zulu. The Zulu staff pick the music. And Zulu open till 9:30. If you go there, do your shopping, pick up some concert tickets. Sometimes they have vinyl appreciation nights, which would be excellent times to go down. If you check out the Zulu Records website, they'll have that all listed. And then go next door, have a burger and a beer. Delicious burgers, the best burgers in the city, in my opinion.
Thank you for that pairing, Jordy.
What would we like to talk? What did you play earlier, Brenda? What was that music we were listening to?
For sure. Well, in the theme of local music, we started off the show with Sun Wizard, a local band. Really enjoyed seeing them at the Catalano Music Festival a couple months ago. The album was Positively Fourth Avenue, and the song we played was called World's Got a Handle. And then I followed that up with a track from Louise Burns, also local musician. The song was called Drop Names, Not Bombs.
That's great. Do we want to play some music? Do we want to talk some more? Or is now a good time to go into a song?
I think we should go into a song. First, maybe let's give people some hints of what's coming up in the show.
Oh, okay. What's coming up?
Well, we did do some prep for this.
Yeah, that's true. We have some pre-recorded stuff.
Amazing.
I know. And Brenda was going to be doing a review of Falconetti's. And
we also have an interview of Brenda interviewing Jordy about
that's his, Brenda talking in the third person.
Exactly. About his experience at the UBC Blueberry Festival.
So stay tuned. But for now, you should take a listen to Destroyer's Chinatown, which is track one on the album. We'll be right back.
hear the winds talking to the sea. I heard that someone said it before. I don't care, I can't walk away. I can't walk away in Chinatown. Detriment you try to explain. A government swallowed up in the squall. I can't walk away at all in Chinatown. Somebody said it before. I know you and I know the score. I can't walk away. You can't walk away. 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 You terrify the land, you are pestle and mortar, your first love.
And welcome back. We were going to play a promo, but we'll do it later. So that was Watermelon off of the CITR Pop Alliance Volume 2. Little bit of food, little bit of music. Watermelon, delicious summer food. That song is called How I Came Demo.
And what did you play before that, Jordy?
Before that, we listened to Destroyer's Chinatown off of the album Kaput. Chinatown, great place to go to eat if you are interested in dim sum or other Chinese foods, baked goods. What's coming up, Brenda? What are we going to do soon?
Well, we're going to play an interview with Jordy Yao about the Blueberry Festival. Jordy, when was this Blueberry Festival?
This was actually about 2 weeks ago. 3 weeks ago,
and we interviewed in the studio, Studio C, and ate copious amounts of blueberries.
In the future, we will be doing things more current. So, like, just because the Blueberry Festival is over, this is just a taste of what's coming.
A taste of what's to come.
In fact, if you would like to have an input on what is to come. Feel free to get in touch with Brenda or I. Brenda is the station manager who has an email address on the CITR website. And we'll eventually have a specific show email to set up so that people can request reviews or events or topics of conversation for Peanut Butter and Jams.
Sounds great. So let's play this interview.
Let's do it.
Interviewing my co-host Jordy. So Jordy, what did you do today?
I went to the UBC Blueberry Festival.
Wow, blueberries. So they're in season now.
Yeah, I think so. Sorry, I just put a blueberry in my mouth. I shouldn't have done that.
Stop eating blueberries, Jordy.
We have a whole bunch of blueberries just sitting out here on the counter. You can only buy them in 3 pounds. It's the smallest thing you can buy. You can also buy them in 5 pounds or 10 pounds amounts, but that's like 3 pounds is lots for me.
So, Jordy, why is there a blueberry festival at UBC?
Because people love blueberries. I think that what's going on is that UBC Food or UBC Food Services decided that they liked blueberries 1 year. Because I know that they did this last year, too, because everyone at my office, I work on campus, was really excited about the Blueberry Festival happening again this year. And then it started, and everyone was like, oh, everyone's got to go to the Blueberry Festival. And so everyone's been going to the Blueberry Festival on their lunch break. And so it seems like UBC Food Services or someone at UBC has decided that they like blueberries and that everyone else likes blueberries.
It's true.
So that everyone should just have a festival. It's not a very big festival. When I heard the word festival, I thought that there was going to be a lot more festivities at the festival. Because, you know, it's got the word festival
like
in the
name. Parade?
Well, I don't know. Maybe not a parade. Although that would be cool. Like people in blueberry costumes and blueberry parade. But like, maybe like, I don't know what sort of blueberry events there would be. But I felt like there should be some sort of like, I don't know, like who can eat the most blueberry pie in a blueberry pie eating contest or something. But here's what there was. There was a family with like a van that were selling blueberries. There was a kind of folk band with a fiddle and an acoustic guitar. You know the kind of band that play at kind of like farmers markets and other festivals, Celtic-themed bars. They seem to always work at festivals. That seems to be their thing. And then there was a tent that sold blueberry foods. There was like a blueberry...
jam?
There was no blueberry jam. There was blueberry pancakes. There's blueberry pancakes. Ooh. With blueberry sauce that you could put over top of them. There was blueberry polenta cake. Am I pronouncing that right?
Polenta?
Yeah.
I think so.
Okay. It's double L, so I thought it might be paienta.
Ooh.
No, I don't know. Polenta is probably correct.
Sounds fishy.
Blueberry tarts. Blueberry salad.
What about chocolate-covered blueberries?
There was no chocolate
those
that I could
really
see.
Those are really good.
Those are really good.
So, Jordy, how long does this Blueberry Festival go till?
It's going till Saturday, which by the time you hear this means it might be over. But it'll be back next year.
It is also still blueberry season for several weeks, so you have many weeks left to go buy your blueberries.
Yes, these blueberries came all the way from Langley, which is... So you could probably go to Langley and get them yourself there if you wanted. But they also will probably be showing up at farmers markets around town and in grocery stores.
Mm-hmm. You picking in the blueberries, so romantic.
Is it romantic?
I don't know. You can go you picking in the fields.
Have you been on a blueberry picking date before?
No, I'm just saying, like, if you want to frolic in the fields or, like, take your nieces or nephews.
You don't want to go on a romantic date with your nieces and nephews.
You're right. If you want to hang out at a farm in sort of like a what's it called? Pastoral romantic moment, let's say.
Do you mean romantic like in the sort of like the romance era? Like it evokes
yes.
that?
Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Sorry.
Not like romantic, like maybe romantic for you. Like you want someone to take you on a date to blueberry fields.
No. Although I wouldn't say no, but yes, it's all about the pastoral scene, mm-hmm. the romance of the pastoral scene. So, Jordy, why don't you tell me why do you like blueberries?
Well, one thing I really like about them is that I heard that they are very healthy.
Antioxidants.
Yeah, those things. Uh-huh. I don't remember where I heard it.
Good for your
somehow
memory and your skin or something?
Through absorbing media.
Yes.
Over the years, I have learned that blueberries have lots of vitamins in them and maybe prevent cancer? I don't remember. Mm. Do they?
I think antioxidants do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
well, there you go.
When you eat blueberries, Jordy, like what's the definition of a great-tasting blueberry?
I like one that's like not green any longer, but still firm, but like juicy.
Mm-hmm.
What do you look for in a blueberry?
I don't like them too sweet and mushy, so I kind of prefer a bit of that tang. Full-bodied.
I like the blueberries right when they've just lost the tang. If I want tang, I want, like, a different type of fruit,
really?
Usually. Blueberries are great because they're so sweet. And so small, so you can eat a whole bunch of them and feel like a giant.
Like what I'm doing right now.
Like what you're doing right now.
So, one last question for you, Jordy. What do you like to do when you buy blueberries? How do you use them?
How do I use them? If I buy blueberries in large quantities, the first thing I'll do is I'll freeze, like, at least half of them.
Mm-hmm.
Rest of them, I like blueberries in salads a lot, or fruit salads. If you make a fruit salad that is not, like, heavily into, like, melons and oranges and apples, like... people love it.
Hmm. Sounds great.
I guess I could bake, but I'm not really much of a baker. Do you bake?
Sometimes. My mom had a very excellent blueberry muffin recipe.
My mom has one, too.
That I still make from time to time.
But I never do it myself. I would give her the blueberries so she could bake them for me.
Hmm. Nice. Yeah, I'm not the biggest fan of cooked blueberries, but these muffins...
Blueberry crumble is good. Oh, they had blueberry crumble at the festival, too.
Very nice. Well, thanks for telling us about blueberries, Jordy.
No problem.
So go out and buy your local blueberries, listen to your local bands on your way to your local blueberry buy.
Disappointed with your side. Shouldn't have shaved them off. Now you look like your mother, don't you? It's got your painting up a storm, spraying walls and cutting corners, saving for your trip to Thailand. Coca, not drinks they are cheap. Get a pad for $50. Get around in a tuk-tuk. Find a girl who's willing to do things not possible at home. Smoke a puck of hash and dream of all the things that you have seen. From the poolside or the backseat of a 10-cent boat across.
well, yesterday's gone. Oh, well, yesterday's gone. Our fire's put out, we're safe now. Cut. Come with me. Ted Market. Buy some discount shirts. Yeah, they were made in Vietnam. Oh, a million men can't fight like a million. A million men can't fight like a million.
And welcome back. You are still listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is the demo for Peanut Butter and Jams. I am Jordy, and across from me is Brenda.
Hi, Brenda. Hello there.
What were we just listening to, Brenda?
Well, we started with Apollo Ghosts, one of our favorite local bands. We played the song Scott Painter from the album Forgotten Triangle. And next came a band called Flash Palace, which...
another one of our favorite local bands.
Exactly. They also include a few UBC students, which I recently learned the other day, and the track was called Slow Beams.
If you want to hear that again, you can go to MySpace and give it a listen. But before you do, we were going to play a promo, and Spencer, when you... Spencer is the station manager, or the station programming... director.
Committee chair
at CITR. When you listen to our demo, Spencer, Burley is freezing, so we can't. We're trying real hard to play promos during our demo, but it's broken right now. So we will instead tell you what's coming up next. What's the next show on the air?
The next show on the air is hosted by Hugo Noriega, and it's a fill-in, so it doesn't have a name as of yet.
But Hugo is great, and I'm sure he's going to play some great music. I assume it's a music show. I know that he has great taste in music, and he is also a very entertaining person. I've heard him fill in for Dunkin' Donuts before, and he did a great job then.
And so instead of playing a station ID, we'll just tell you a station ID. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, FM since 1982, in existence since 1937.
That's something you can't get from most station IDs, improvised information. So last weekend, we both went camping separately. We happened to bump into each other on the ferry ride back. And we had very different eating experiences while we were camping. Please describe your experience, Brenda.
Sure. So my friend has a cabin on Salt Spring Island. So three of us went to this cabin, and it was more like a resort. We ate all sorts of great food. We went to the local market and bought local produce. The house came with this full-service coffee machine where you could choose any type of coffee that you wanted, and it was amazing. You would push a button. We also visited three wineries that were on
Which
the island.
Which wineries did you visit?
We went to Salt Spring Winery, Gary Oaks, and Mistaken Identity.
Ooh, that sounds interesting. What was mistaken about it? Or is that just the name?
It's a pretty good name, but I don't have a backstory.
How was the wine?
The wine, my favorite. Yeah, I think I need to do some prep for this section. I'm not very good at talking immediately about wines. There are a lot of whites.
Which place did you enjoy the experience the most at?
Well, Gary Oaks was pretty exciting because there were sheep next door, mm-hmm. and they kept bleeding, and they sounded really funny.
Sheep are pretty adorable.
It's true. But the best part of the day was actually visiting a goat cheese farm.
Which one?
Salt Spring goat cheese something or other. Yeah, something like that. But the goat cheese was amazing. They had goat cheese with truffles, and we bought goat cheese with green onions, and there was just a million different kinds of goat cheeses, and they were fantastic. So, Jordy, I know my experience was pretty highbrow. Can you tell me about your camping experience and what you ate on your trip?
So, I was at a real campground in the woods. There was other people camping, and we had two barbecues to share because there was a campfire. You can only have it in fire pits, and you have to have firewood that you can't harvest wood. Anything like that. So our cooking was primarily done on barbecues that ran out of fuel towards the end of the trip. So on the last day, I was eating warm corn, which is mm-hmm. actually a lot better than you'd think.
I believe you.
So my camping trip consisted of eating things like cold chili out of a can, hot dogs, s'mores that were made on a barbecue, not with no tinfoil. The point of this is you should go, when you go camping, you should plan your food better than I did. And how you're going to cook it is really important. I would recommend getting some sort of hot plate and making sure you have enough fuel for the whole trip.
Did you run out of fuel?
We ran out of fuel.
Oh, that's a bummer.
It is. And so on the last day, we were eating dried snack foods, like potato chips for breakfast.
Wow, this sounds sounds like a little planning might have been helpful.
Yeah.
It's also really unfortunate that the fire wasn't there, because that's the beauty of camping food.
It's true.
So everything tastes a little like smoke.
Everyone smells a little bit
ingredient called smoke.
Yeah.
Yeah, the real smoky food. So I think we're going to go to a station ID now.
Oh, okay. We got it working?
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Oh, great.
Let's try it out.
Listen, radio is an important means of communicating 3,000 years of habit in terms of diapering of babies.
Well, please tell me more.
Because radio reaches people, including those hard-to-get young people. Radio goes where they go and talks their language, recognizing the importance of contemporary sound. And the sounds are instantly recognizable as belonging to the in-groups currently on top of the charts.
CITR, 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
It's wild.
Yeah! City far, far away.
CITR
was born. In the decade ahead, America will be in space.
CITR
is already there. Astronaut Neil Armstrong had this to say about
CITR.
It's one small step for man.
CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Herbert R. Tarlick, Chairman.
And that was One Small Step for CITR. You are listening to Peanut Butter and Jams, a show about local food, local music. My name is Jordy, and
I'm the co-host, Brenda Gruno.
I'm also the co-host. We're both the co-host.
You're right. Let's co-host it up.
So what music were we listening to before this? We were listening to the Beelines, whose songs are so short, we wanted to play two of them.
You're right. The first track we played was called Sunglasses off their self-titled album, followed by In the Red.
That's right. And before that, we were listening to White Lung, and off of their album, It's the Evil, and that song was called Atlanta, which is one of my favorites by them.
Great. So when we were planning our show, we had our first planning meeting at Falconetti's on the drive, and they have this lovely new patio on the second floor, lots of sunshine. So we did a little interview about our experience at Falconetti's.
Yes. And so we're going to listen to that right now.
Okay, I'm here with Brenda, my co-host, who has just finished eating at Falconetti's. How was Falconetti's, Brenda?
Not bad.
Go on.
It was very tasty. They have a big rooftop patio about the size of a garage, lots of open tables, lots of sunshine, so bring your sunglasses. It's pretty sunny. We had they're famous for their sausage. They make them in-house. So if you get there, you can get a locally made sausage.
What kind of sausage did you get?
The sausage I tried was called the Sweet Italian. It had hints of basil and fennel with artichoke sauce on top and roasted peppers.
Would you get it again?
I would, definitely.
Was there anything else there that you thought, like, oh, I gotta try that, or something like that?
Someone brought a pile of mussels over to the other table, and my mouth kind of started to water, because apparently all I want to eat is mussels these days.
What was the place like? Like, if you could describe, like, the ambiance of the place, like, what would people expect if they were going there?
It's the crowd was kind of a bit of a show-off crowd, a little douchey, not your typical sort of low-key commercial vibe of kind of like a place to do a little bit of a, like, watching other people and being seen, although in springtime that's not entirely unusual.
Who if you were going to go, who would you bring to it?
It's pretty a general crowd. I wouldn't go there on a date. You could bring your parents if you want. It's better for tables of 2 to 4, so I wouldn't necessarily go in a large crowd. Yeah, pretty nice for the after work kind of beer that turns into dinner. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's low key. Mm-hmm.
Pricing, what was that? Was that okay or expensive, cheap?
The sausage special was $8 for a sausage in a bun with $2 beer, so that was quite nice. So you can get yourself a nice little $10 meal.
Right.
$10 drink meal.
As all good meals should be, with a drink.
Of course.
Yeah. Is there anything else that is like that we're forgetting that we should be talking about with Falcon Eddies? We're still fairly new at this, so we might be forgetting some stuff.
Oh yeah, the service was pretty bad.
Oh yeah, what was that like?
Well, I got there and I was waiting for Jordy for about 10 minutes.
Don't tell him I was there.
And I started reading my book lent to me by Mr. Duncan McHugh, and sat there for like 10 minutes before she offered me a beer.
Duncan McHugh is the host of Duncan's Donuts and New Father, and a good friend of both of ours.
Yeah, we're planning to bring him in for a future segment on baby food. But it's a bit of a hassle trying to pay your bill. You're almost tempted to just walk out. But but if you're in the mood for loitering, then it's not a problem.
Okay.
I would like to point out that we do not recommend walking out of your bill at Falcon Eddies.
That was a hasty comment.
Made in haste. But we would like to point out that you are listening to Peanut Butter and Jams. This is our demo. We're getting close to the end of it. But if you do manage to catch our show in the future, it'll be announced on the CITR website at some point. We will have correspondents who are correspondents of Peanut Butter and Jams doing reviews and pairings and interviews such as Duncan McHugh and other people. There's one planned already with Darcy Broach, that's my girlfriend, who wants to review a restaurant called Salmon and Bannock, which we ate at, which was quite good. I know that you were thinking Marlis might be interested in doing something.
Mm-hmm. I know someone who likes to drink a lot of wine.
Marlis is her roommate.
So I think that might be a good idea.
And we've got a caller coming in, so I'm going to put a song on and we're going to take that call.
Stimulated, but Become a friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver. Your Friends of CITR card will net you discounts on Commercial Drive at Audio Pile, Bone Rattle Music, High Life Records, and the People's Co-op Bookstore. You'll also save online at Band March Canada and Big Mama. It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus, or visit us online at citr.ca.
And you are listening to Peanut Butter and Jams on CITR. This is our demo. And thank you so much to the caller who called in and said very nice things to us about